Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
6:45.
Yep.
We'll call the meeting to order and ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Ballinger.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Present.
Edmonds.
Here. Okay, this is a hearing on the tax levy, so we might as well start with Clint.
All right. This year, the EAV is projected to go up 7.3% to 82 million, roughly. Total levy, just over 1.9 million, which in total levy dollars, that equates to a 1.5% increase. But because the EAV is actually going up by so much, that makes the tax rate actually go down again this year by 5.4%. So it is 2 years in a row that we've had a pretty significant decrease in the rate. And six out of the last 7 years has been some sort of decrease in rate. A lot of that has to do with our pension funds, obviously being much better off than most of them around the state. Obviously IMRF, we joined as an employer in 2010, so you start out well underfunded in that because you have to buy back people's time. Started out roughly 40 to 45% funded in that, caught up on that. We were 100% funded last year due to market losses. Obviously the fund was down some, but we're still in the 90-some percent. Fire pension is actually overfunded at this point. They're actually up to around 120% funded. Again, when I started here, they were down in the 40% tile range. And police pension, again, last year was 100% funded. Due to market losses, the funds are down some, but they're still in the 90s. It's looking very good. The only major line item changes, again, due to the fire pension being overfunded, we moved some of that from fire pension to police pension, since they were slightly under 100% again. So the only major moves anywhere on line items, and again, it's a roughly 5% decrease in the rate. So, questions that you guys got?
We're not levying again for the tort immunity for the self-funded insurance, right?
Yes, we added that back in last year. Yep, because we had shifted that to the pension funds, but as the pension funds got caught up, we moved that back over.
Okay, good.
Yep.
But that fund itself is pretty well funded.
Yeah, and we don't do the full amount there. The full amount of that reinsurance that we could levy for is $350,000 a year, and we only include $100,000 on the levy. That's all we've ever included on it. So,
any member of the council have any questions?
I do.
Any member of the public have any questions or comments? Okay, hearing none. Motion to adjourn the hearing.
I'd make that motion. Second.
Motion made and seconded. Call the roll.
Cannon.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes. Hearing's adjourned. Wait a minute or two for the regular meeting.
About 10. Okay.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shoot, Jordan.
Cool. I don't think.
Okay.
All right. Call the meeting to order and please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, would you call the roll, please?
Wise.
Present.
Ballinger.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here. Now.
We have Ron DeVore.
Ron DeVore, please come up to the table and state your name, please.
Right here?
All right.
Yep.
Ronald G. DeVore. And what I'm here for?
You're suing.
You can sit down.
Sit down.
Got one.
Okay. Tell us what you want to say.
What I'm here for, now, you've got people kind of bear with me. I'm 92 years old, and I kind of stumble around on things that I'm trying to explain things, and I get a little bit nervous, you know. What my problem is out there where I'm living now is a sewer problem. And what it was, when I bought this property, Mr. Ken out there, I wanted to make sure that I had a sewer on the property. And he said, oh, yes, we do have it. You've got a hookup, and you'll be the last one on the line. So I said, that's fine. So I went ahead and I bought the property. And I had it for a while, and that was one of the years where we had one of the big floods. And I wanted to go out there and make sure that my property wasn't flooded, and it wasn't. So I went ahead and did construction in the house. My dad and brother were building contractors, and they were building another house at the time, and I had to wait for them to get down to that to start on my house. We went ahead and got the house built, and come time to hook onto the sewer. So I went out and hooked it. We went out, and my dad run the pipe to the sewer, and he hooked up on it. We run the water there, it wasn't running. So I called the sanitary district, and they said the superintendent came there, and he brought a guy, Leo Holbeck.
Yeah.
And I know Leo Holbeck. He brought him with him. And I said, well, there's a problem here. I'm hooked onto your sanitary sewer, and it's not running. Leo said, let me check over this other lot. He went and dug in another man's property, and he said, I found a little belly in the tile. It's all right now. Well, it's hooked up on us. Now, Leo, that's not the problem. I said, you're going to have to go up there where the sewer's running good, find the tile, get somebody out here at the transit, and see what the fault is on the sewer. They did, and it was running uphill, and the fault wasn't there.
Oh,
so the superintendent was right there from the sanitary district. He said, oh, my gosh, we're going to have to fix this. So what they did, they went up there where I was running and run another tile alongside of it, down to where I was, and cheated on the fault. Well, it worked, you know. So everything was pretty good, you know. And I want to, right now, of course I had to get permission to hook up the sanitary sewer. And right here, I want to give these to these guys here on the permits for hooking up the sewer. Give me one of them, please. And then I can. Well, everything was fine in the sewer, and about 20 years later, they're stopped up. So I called the city. And the city came down, and they said, what happens is when this sewer, I'm going back now, what happens when this sewer stops up? I'm on the end of the line. And I'm the first one that's going to feel the effects of it. I'm the one where it's going to stop on me first. And I'm the front one that's going to have to be moving out of the house or find the problem right away and get it fixed, or we're out of our house because the sewer is stopped up. And this one about 20 years from the time that I probably hooked onto the sewer, it stopped up. And I got a hold of the city, and they come out and they said, well, that's not our problem. We can't do anything about that. I said, well, it's dumping raw sewage down there between my house and this neighbor's, because where I hooked up on it, there's a clean out there. And the sewage is coming out and going out to clean out and just coming out with sewer back there. There's raw sewage. And he said, oh my gosh, we can't do this because this is a health thing. So he said, we'll have to do something. So they run their cleaner in there and from the manhole. And right away, that's right at the top of the sewer where it dumped in the manhole. And they found it just right by the manhole, and it cleared it up. Everything is fine until just recently. And I had another stop up. So I thought it might have been on my line, so I called the plumber. He's cleaned out before because I had some tree roots on my line. And he come out, he said, "Yo, your line's all right." So he started running his cleaner up this sewer that I tied on to. And he went, and it was out there a couple times, went quite a ways up, he didn't find it. Then he went to the manhole and run it back the other way and didn't find it. So he come back and run it again on my side, and he hit a blockage. And then he punched it two or three times, and you could tell it was there. And he punched enough hole in it that my sewer would run, you know, but it was not right because I could tell on the clean out. Normally on the clean out, it held 1 inch of water in the bottom of the tile. And now it was 2.5 inches. And that's a 6-inch tile. And I knew that if it wasn't fixed, that it was going to be plugged up in a short period of time. So with my problem there on going ahead and having, I said, well, you got to go in and fix it. Because I know I can't wait to fight anybody else to come in here and work on this sewer. So you go ahead and fix it. See what you can do. And so I went out and talked to Maury Locker at the sanitary district. And he said, well, we can't get on that property. He said, on the map here, that sewer don't even show on the property. And he says, we don't have an easement on it. He said, I can't do anything. Well, I knew then. I said, well, you know, I can't wait and go through some law procedures or anything like that because I'm going to lose my house. I can't use that, live in my house without a sewer. And you know my wife, the condition my wife is in. She's almost an invalid. And everything in that house she's got set up so she can live there. And same way, I mean, downstairs she's got a, like in the kitchen, she's got a roller chair that she can run around the kitchen, and she does got everything working right for her that she can stay in our house. But if we don't have sewer, then what am I going to do with her? You know, I mean, it's a big problem for me. So I said, go ahead and fix it. Find out what it is and fix it. Well, he did. I got permission from all the people out there on those houses. There are 5 houses out there that's on this sewer. And they're all above 80, all but one that's above 80. And one of them's a widow gal, and she's in her 80s. And then the Brays, both of them are in and out of the hospital now. Their health is very poor. Then we have another guy, he's retired from the power company, he's probably around his 70. Then another one next door to me they're incapacitated. I mean, they're having both mental problems and health problems. And they're close to 90. And that's the people that's on the sewer. And they're entrusting me now to come and do what I can do to get that sewer open. And who do I go to? You know, I mean, I got this plumber to do it, and I paid him. He come in and he's got the sewer running now, and I paid him. And what I paid him was $2,388. I'm not here to get my money back or anything like that. I'm here to know if something happens to that sewer again. It's an old 6-inch sewer, and it's a clay tile sewer, and these things can happen because I've been on 56 years. And I was probably the last one to go on that sewer, so it's got to be a lot older than that. An old tile, a clay tile sewer can give you some problems. So what I'm here to do is, what's my responsibility? I paid all this money out on a sewer that don't even belong to me. A tile that don't belong to me. I had to, because if I didn't, I was going to lose my house. And this is my situation. So, you know, what I'm here to do, I mean, you guys are probably more knowledgeable on this than anybody I know else in town. You're on the councils and you're up on a lot of these things. And what I need to know, I'm not worried about the money. I mean, I've already paid the money. I don't like it. I don't like that I have. But if I have to keep my wife living in that house and me, so be it. I got to do it. But no, I can't keep doing it. So something's got to be done. We got to know there's five houses on this sewer, on the line. I got to know, what do I do? What do I do? I haven't gone to any of these neighbors and say, hey, you want to pay back on some of this money? No, I'm not doing that. Because, you know, these people are in there after me, and what they, when they move to that house, all they done, they go to the steward, flush it, and everything's fine. They don't know anything about this. Most of them out there don't know anything about it. And you go say, hey, make up some money to help pay for this. I don't want to do that. You know? So, what do I do?
That's convenient.
Yeah.
No, that's not a
problem. One of the things I'll start right out with, Ronnie always talks about he's old and not where he's at, but he's as sharp as anybody I know and still pretty spry. So, I'm sure I'm buying into all that.
Yeah.
But we had a good visit here. That's been a couple, 3 weeks ago. And he's telling you kind of some history of it. And he's right. It's probably been, I'd say this may have started as far as problematic, maybe 20 years ago. And when he was plugged up, the city did go out there. And frankly, we did not know there wasn't any easement. So we did what we do. We tried to help out and we got it opened up. But then we discovered there's no easement. At that point, we had talked to Ron and Marge, and they went through the neighborhood trying to get easement access. One of the neighbors, and I'm not going to go down name roads or whatnot, but one of the neighbors flatly said, no dice. We don't have problems. We're not granting easement. Well, they didn't have problems because it always goes back on them. That's the issue. There is no easement of record that anybody can find. The only thing, though, is the sanitary district, as you can see in front of you. Well, they gave him a tap fee. They apparently came out and fixed his problem back in 69 or whenever that was. And this line goes behind all those houses on West Woodlawn. I'll call it the Glasson apartment down by the creek. It crosses over.
It runs right along the creek, huh?
Well, it kind of parallels the creek and then it crosses the creek and goes into a sanitary district intercept.
Okay.
But there is no easement. I mean, I'm not throwing them under a bus, but the problem is there's no easement. Well, with no easement, them or us, we don't have right of access. And just like the one neighbor at that point wasn't really happy about granting access. So for any entity to take it on, whether the district took it on or whether the city wanted to entertain the thought of taking it on, there is going to have to be easement granted and then access to the easement, because that's the problem too. It's behind those houses and there's no good place to get to it. But he does have a problem. It's an old line and it's not going to get better. But unfortunately, until there's a dedicated easement and that's taken over by whether the district or the city, the entities that, you know, we represent, we legally can't do anything with it because it's a private sewer that they're kind of suffering with. Does that kind of sum it up, Ron?
Yeah. The thing is, you know, of course, I knew there's no easement, but I knew that we had to get on that property, so I consulted all these people along there, and they agreed to let do anything you have to do. If you have to dig, dig. Well, I know now they would grant an easement. Mm-hmm. I know that. There's no problem there. But now here, if we get an easement, now we go into the law. It's got to be done by a lawyer or somebody like that. And I don't want any expense. I'm taking all the expense on everything.
Right.
And I think I'm kind of getting tired of that.
Yeah.
So
at some point, and again, have you talked to the Sanitary District Board about this issue at all?
Not the board. I talked to Maury.
I think you probably, with the records you have, you may want to address their board and see if they have any appetite for helping you set this easement up, because it is going to take one of the two, and the record shows they allowed the connection. And you say they came out and did the work for you. That kind of speaks volumes right there. But I'd also say if for some reason they don't, you do have five homes along there. Somebody needs to try to address this. But it won't happen overnight, because getting these easements, getting it surveyed and getting it set up properly, it is a process.
But it's a time-consuming process.
Right. So it's not something that's going to be fixed overnight, regardless of who does it. But that is the situation as it stands. I think it's important that you folks know about it and see where it goes next. But I would suggest, with all the documentation you have, it would be worth your while to talk to them. They may be willing to take this on, since it's connecting into theirs, and since you actually have proof that they allowed you to do it. Oh, yeah. And you guys have it. It clearly states the Clinton Sanitary.
Yeah. Yep.
So your sewer is flowing good now.
Pardon me?
Your sewer is flowing.
Yes. Well, what happened?
I don't know if I'd call it good.
No, what happened, though, when he went and dug in this yard, you know, and he brought a big backhoe in there with the crawlers on it, you know, and he'd done some damage on the yard. And then when he's dug the hole there, you know, he's left a big pile of dirt he put a clean out there.
That's
about halfway up. Yeah.
And that's helpful, but.
And that clean out sticking there, well, man, this is my neighbor's yard over there. I'm taking the responsibility, because I hired this plumber to do this, and I'm on a sewer that don't even belong to me. I put out almost $2,400 that don't even belong to me, to get, because I had to, or I lost my house. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had to move my wife out of there, and boy, I was going to have trouble if I did that.
Oh dear!
You told my wife. So that's my problem. It's been solved now, because the sewer's running, and it's like it was. I'm just holding about an inch of water down in there, clean out where that's
right.
And I know that's sufficient. Been like that ever since I put the sewer in.
Right.
And now it's all right. You know, it was until they cleaned. Now this blockage, it was 2.5 inches in that sewer.
It definitely needs a permanent solution, because it has reached the point in its life cycle. There is going to be some ongoing maintenance involved.
Collapsing.
Well, and I mean, it may actually need some upgrading. It may need some work done, because, as he says, it's a 6-inch line that we're not unfamiliar with them. It started down towards the glassing apartment and then just kept progressing as the neighbor. Yeah, hook up. Yeah, hook up. Well, that was good back in the day, but it doesn't work in today's legalistic world, when neighbors aren't always neighbors.
Yeah.
It's just how it works.
Well, that sewer is 420 feet long.
Yeah.
What it is. From where my clean out is until it goes into the manhole. That goes to the manhole there.
Yeah.
And then it goes around across the pipe and over to the pump station.
Right.
I don't think that glassing the property is on that. You know, until
it may cross the creek independently.
Yeah, it does.
It may cross the creek independently. Yeah, but the other homes are definitely connected.
What was the block of houses when they had fixed?
It was like two houses down, wasn't it?
Halfway, yeah, two houses
halfway
down.
Halfway down?
Yeah.
About halfway.
Probably one house was affected at that time. One house is a mine. But see, what happens is,
he's on the low end.
I'm the low end.
If it plugs up
when
down
it
there,
plugs up,
it's coming back.
When I'm stopped, you know, then. If I had said, that's it, put a septic tank, then it's going to start going up the water of the line. People's going to start backing up on them, you know. So, but here I am now, 92, and I've been on that sewer for 54 years. And I ain't got that many more years. I think if I get a few more years out of it,
well, I'm hoping you get a lot more years.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the problem. I thought, well, I bring it here and said to some of the people here that would listen to it and maybe know some of the problems and maybe you can help solve it for me. That's what it is.
Well, you've got it flowing now, so you bought yourself some times.
Yeah, oh yes. Oh yes, it's fine now. Yeah. Yeah, it's fine now. Well, it was flowing after he come there. You know, he busted enough through there that I could still use it. But I knew that was going to stop up because half the sewer was still blocked.
Oh my God.
So it had to be clean. It had to be. He had to dig down to it and get to it and clean it out, and he did.
And as is the case with any governmental body, just like with you guys, when somebody like Ron comes forward to share his problem, it carries weight. And I do believe that approaching the district, they've got Steve Schaefer is their board president. Mark Walston is on there. And I always forget the third fellow.
Witted?
Kevin or?
Ben?
Neil.
Is it Ben?
Neil.
Neil.
Neil Witted. That's the three board members. I would think that if you take your problem to them based with the information you have, and we could certainly support you in at least the history we know of it, and see what their response is. I guess if they turned a blind eye, I'm not going to speak for you guys, and that's getting ahead of the horse. But all the supporting documentation shows the district.
So, well, just like you're talking about the easement, you know, it's a lot of legal work.
Right.
And
but they also have
I don't want to put more money into it.
They have their own attorney also.
They do.
Rice is their new attorney for that. And
they have engineers at their access as well. Because it will take engineering because there'll have to be an actual plat provided. There'll have to be some survey work done and some location work of the existing sewer because really and truly, anytime you have a sewer, if you don't have 12 foot is about your absolute minimum, but you wouldn't want any less than that because you have to get in there with machinery and you have to be able to access. And as I say, it may take some upgrading because we're talking about a line that's well over 50 years old.
Yeah, I was on 50. I'm on 53.
Yeah.
And I was last one on it.
And
it's clay tile.
And it's a line that has been just kind of pieced on. So you're not 100% sure of those connections.
Yeah.
But you do have homes in there that, you know, without that sewer access, that's a problem. And there's probably no other way to correct it because of the creek configuration. You know, even if you had tried to take something to the front and bring all these out to the front, you've still got a major problem at the creek. So, you know, probably the most cost-effective method is an easement on the existing. But that's the upside I can give you. And you probably have heard about enough sewer from me for the night. But
Well, I think it's been covered here pretty well. And I appreciate you people listening to it. And if there's any suggestions or anything, you know, I'd be ready to listen to them.
I'll ask you to go ahead and take it to the center just to see if they can do anything or not and come back to us and see what we can do.
Pardon me?
I asked maybe you possibly go to the center just like Steve was saying, talk with them and
yes.
Let us know what they say.
I have talked to them. I went out before.
Oh, the board.
Not to the board, though.
Before they'd done any digging or anything there, you know. And I knew that there was no easement there. I knew that because what he just said about having trouble getting easement before. But right. One person bowed their neck on it and they wouldn't do it. Everybody had to be signed for an easement. So it was just one that wouldn't do it.
Right.
But I know now, because I talked to all of them, that the easement wouldn't be hard to get through the people there.
Right. But if you go talk to the county or the district, talk to them first to see what they'll help you out, and then let us know.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Ron.
Well, I thank you, people.
All right. Let us know.
Minutes.
The motion for approval minutes.
Motion that the minutes of the regular meeting of December 5th, 2023 be approved as submitted.
Make that motion.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Please call the roll.
Ballinger.
Here.
Buchanan.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes. Motion's carried. Read the list of the bills, please.
General Administration, $27,592.98. Economic Development, $315.56. Police, $3,762.83. Fire, $3,391.54. Street, $23,983.21. Parks, $9,293.35. Public Health and Safety, $3,014.70. Police and Fire Commission, $45. Garbage, $54.13. Cemetery, $193.64. Water Operations, $34,206.78. Sewer Operations, $511.50. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 1, $95,491.44. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 4, $46,446.10. Motor Fuel Tax Fund, $19,453.83. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $587,412.10. Hospital Funded Depreciation, $82,571.40.
Entertain a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion carried. Now, report from Department of Public Affairs. I don't have anything under that department. And then we go to the street department.
I don't have anything either. I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And hopefully we have nothing going on between. You guys can enjoy the time off.
That's right.
That's all I do.
Public property.
This is going great. I got all kinds of dog on it.
Oh.
No, you guys. That's not very nice. I do not have a whole lot. Water department functioned really well while Lloyd was gone. He went and had a crew and then got sick the last couple of days that he was coming home. But he's doing okay. He's back and everything's kind of functioning. But the guys had a couple of minor glitches that they took care of while he was gone and did really well with it. So I was proud of them. And I've got something on file down here, the contract for printing, mailing water bills. We talked about that for a while. Fine attorney finally got a contract beat out with them. And Clint and I are both ecstatic. And it was time that we got to be moving forward. The printer, we can't keep printing the bills like we were doing it. It's going to give us a lot of leeway. We've talked about that before, about what we'll be able to print. We can have a newsletter that can go out. We can take and let people know, just like this increase with the sanitary board, we can put it right on that letter. Anytime we have any news and important stuff coming up at the city, we can put that and incorporate it. It's just going to make it a lot handier and just a lot better. So I'm really excited to see this on there. And I want to thank Cheryl for the setting up the Christmas dinner for the employees and stuff. That was very well put together, and I appreciate it. I know that everybody else that was involved appreciated it also. So, Cheryl, thank you. I know how much you work at it and how much you do for us. And I didn't commend our fine attorney at the dinner as well as I should, and I feel very bad about that because I slighted him a little bit, and I gave Mr. Baxter a little kudo, and then I just said, yeah, we got a new attorney and everything, and I didn't really give him a lavalier on him, and that was my fault. I am sorry, sir, and I hope you have a very nice holiday, even with being slighted a little bit. I'm sorry, and I apologize.
Thanks, John. You know, I have a thick skin, kind of comes with the territory of being a lawyer, so you slighted me, it was okay.
But I'm sorry, and
I do appreciate your interesting use of adjectives. Only saying that we have a contract on file.
And I really appreciate that. And all the stuff you do, and everybody sitting back in the back. Appreciate each and every one of you. Clint, thank you for the levy and all the stuff you're doing. Steve, glad to see you back. It's back there, glad to see you here, and all you guys sitting back there, been awesome. And hope everybody has a very joyous holiday, and don't let Grinch like me ruin it for you. So other than that, thank you, gentlemen. Have a wonderful holiday.
Public health and safety.
Just a little update on the brownstone. Everybody's wondering why it's taking quite a while to take down. The top two stories, he's taken off by hand, pretty much for the facts, so it doesn't fall on that house that's right next door to it. Mm-hmm. So once he gets down so far where he feels comfortable, the machines will start taking it down. So that'll go pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm going to make, I can do Johnny's a lot quicker. Merry Christmas, everybody. That's all I have.
Okay. Finance, I guess I just second everybody's motion there and say Merry Christmas to everybody. Have a good holiday. And then we go down to unfinished business.
Okay. Motion to adopt ordinance number 1583, Black Property, ordinance 1584, Ryan Property, ordinance number 1585, Totten Property, an ordinance abating taxes for certain territory in the city of Clinton, Illinois.
Sure. Anybody want to make a motion on that?
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Please call roll.
Mize?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1586, an ordinance increasing tax rate for street and bridge purposes. And ordinance number 1587, an ordinance levying tax for street lighting purposes.
I'll make the motion. Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there a discussion? Please call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1588 and ordinance number 1589. An ordinance increasing tax rate for water fund purposes.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1590, an ordinance levying tax for working cash purposes.
Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1591, annual levy ordinance.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried.
Okay, that's all the levy ones.
It's kind of extensive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Get down to the nitty gritty.
Okay. Next one's the paid leave. Motion to adopt ordinance number 1592, an ordinance regarding the paid leave for all workers act in the city of Clinton.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. John, would you mind just giving us a quick summary on this one, please?
Certainly. So, as I mean, I think I've spoken last week, there is going to be a statute going in place, effective January 1st, that affects paid leave for workers. There's currently a, you can say that there's currently a workaround where if you have the city and various other entities, let's say a park district or whatnot, if they have certain rules in place before going into effect January 1st, then those rules will prompt some of the issues of the statute. However, the statute, you're encouraged to, the statute mostly in its entirety. I can't speak as to what the future will bring,
if the Illinois legislature will close some of these workarounds and these gaps, so to speak, in their statute language. We're not going to see, at least I don't anticipate, we're not going to get any administrative rules set from the Illinois Department of Labor until about March of next year. So it's going to, everyone's kind of shooting from the hip on this thing right now. But the things that you can control is, let's say, for example, the chunks and what time that people use. You know, a reasonable restriction would be, let's say, 2 hours, to use them 2 hour chunks, okay? As opposed to, let's say, 15, 20 minutes here and there, that becomes a bit of an administrative nightmare. You can be when people are able to use their time. Let's say, for example, and I'm going to make mention of this in the policies and procedures handbook. Later, I'll make mention when we get to that point. But you can utilize this for part-timers. You know, they can have 1 hour every 40 hours worked. Okay. There's little restrictions on that, which I will again get to the handbook section when we get there. But this is the ordinance that is was proffered as a model ordinance with some adjustments that I made to it. I will note that the city of Clinton already offers vacation time for their full-time employees. So you already comply, large part, with the statute already. Okay. It's just that how people use their time, the reasonable restrictions that need to be put on there. For example, notice, reasonable notice to your employer, things of that nature. Okay. So people are just no call, no showing, and trying to use some of their time. Okay. I don't think that benefits anybody, especially when you're trying to run a department. So, and I will note also as well that, union contracts still trump the policies and procedures handbook and whatever we pass here. So if there's any question as to what's going to be the controlling factor, it will still be that union contract. It's just that if the union contract were to expire, this is what they'd adopt. So that's all I have.
Okay. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried.
Okay, now we need to do the rezoning. Motion to approve the application for rezoning amendment number 375 for the Park Lane West subdivision be rezoned R1 single family from A1 agricultural.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried.
Okay. Motion to approve the employee personnel manual.
Is there a motion for that?
I'll make that motion.
Second. Motion made and seconded.
If I may.
Okay, John.
This item came a large amount of work. It was done by our city administrator, Kelly Baxter. In the back there, some revisions to by Mr. Lichtenwalter and some by me as well. I will note the majority of my contributions were minimal at most, mostly in the vacation setting to make sure that what we have comports with state statute. There is a section of the vacation where I have indicated required service. They're able to use their vacation for required service. I'll be changing that to 90 days. So I believe that would, I believe that's service. Along with us within the part-time section, saying that if a part-timer does not utilize their vacation time when they're done, that they are not reimbursed for that. So I believe it's a very good document. Very thorough and a very much needed update from what we have.
Anybody else have any comments? Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried.
And we're going to put on file the short-term rental permit application. And on file is the contract for printing and mailing water bills from InfoSend Inc.
Okay. No other business. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd make that motion.
Motion made and seconded. Please call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
'Bout to be a good meeting.
Wonder why.
Is that what you was going to tell me about?